question from Anand Zofe Prabhu. In your question about spiritual master and our idealistic expectations from him, with regards to that, I want to ask that we consider spiritual master as pure devotee. So I want to ask, who is a pure devotee, and is it idealistic term or realistic term? Answer: who is a pure devotee? It can be known only by another pure devotee. We cannot know the heart of anyone. Pure devotion is a state of the heart, and that can be known only by Krishna or by another similarly advanced pure devotee. But as far as we are concerned, we see how dedicated a person is to the service of Krishna. And if he is following the principles, committed to the service of Krishna, then he can be our spiritual master. Because we cannot know the heart of anyone, so ultimately we have to see the external actions of a person. So if we see that a person is dedicated to the service of Krishna, then that is good enough for us. If we see that the person is committed month after month, year after year, is practicing Krishna consciousness diligently, so now that, if the person has practiced it without any lapses or difficulties for many years, that would indicate that person is quite advanced. And from Prabhupada's point of view, as he has defined pure devotee in the Nectar of Instruction, actually we can say there are many pure devotees in the world. So many devotees are vigorously dedicated to preaching. They are tirelessly striving and struggling to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Srila Prabhupada in general did not emphasize too much non-verifiable, subjective, internal aspects of Krishna consciousness. They are important, but they are subjective, non-verifiable. So Prabhupada said that, how do you know somebody is advanced? How dedicated is he in this kind of, in the practices and in the preaching of the mission? So certainly we can say that if we have the ideal of somebody who is dedicated to service of Krishna, we have many devotees like that in our world. And that ideal is something which many devotees have actually realized. Now beyond that, there is the ideal of the nectar of devotion, where say somebody is having perception of his Swarupa in the spiritual world. But Prabhupada did not emphasize that as the qualification. In fact, Srila Prabhupada even did not say that that was his qualification for preaching. Prabhupada, sometimes when he was pressed in an interview, he will say that, you know, I remember Krishna right from my childhood, or I never forgot Krishna. But Prabhupada said, what was his qualification for preaching? He said, I am following the instruction of my spiritual master. So therefore, we don't have to go into that subjective and possibly offensive zone of who is a pure devotee and who is not a pure devotee. What we focus on is that, is the person practicing Krishna conscious principles in a dedicated way for a sustained period of time? The person is doing that, that is good enough for us. And we can be rest assured that we will make advancement by following such a person. And generally speaking, it's an extremely remote possibility that if somebody who is following diligently will ever have any problems. It's only those people who somehow neglect to follow the principles, they get into problems. So if we can at least be very clear that my spiritual master is more advanced than me, there's no doubt about that. He's so committed to Krishna. I have been practicing Krishna consciousness for a few years and I have experienced so much transformation. He has been practicing for decades. Surely he is more advanced than me. And if he is more advanced than me, then he can guide me forward. So even if I assume that my spiritual master is not yet a pure devotee in terms of NOD, he's not Swarupa Siddha or whatever. So we have no evidence to say that that was what Prabhupada wanted. But even if we say for our practice sake, that for theoretical sake or for argument's sake, that he is not yet a pure devotee in the sense of being Swarupa Siddha, it doesn't matter, because whatever level he is at, he can guide me to his level at least. And because he is also practicing, by the time I come to his level, he will move upwards. So he can always guide me forward on my spiritual path. So the main focus while choosing our spiritual master should be that whether he is practicing diligently and whether his practice and example inspires me to practice. So if that happens, then there is no need for me to go into the subjective zone of whether he is a pure devotee. And if I say he is a pure devotee, then somebody will say, he's a pure devotee and he's a purer devotee. And then somebody says he's the purest devotee. At his own, we don't need to go into that at all. We just focus on whether he's practicing diligently and whether his practice inspires me to practice diligently. That is good enough. Clear? Thank you.